When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now. And you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Boo, let's go back to the phones. Best Show.
Hey, Thomas King out in Newbridge Hills. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Ken. What's going on tonight on your end?
Could you play a song for me?
Maybe. I guess. Yeah. What are you looking to hear?
I'd love to hear "Crying" by Roy Orbison. You know that song?
"Crying" by Roy Orbison. Wow, that's a pretty sad song.
Well, it's perfect for my mood, honestly.
I'm sorry. What's going on?
I don't want to get into it. You know, I mean, it's the same things everybody else is dealing with as they get older, you know. Mountain of debt, marriage in jeopardy, children are being really disrespectful, my cult member numbers are dwindling, flagrant bursitis, bilge pump is on the fritz.
Uh-huh. Wait, what?
Name it.
Sure. What can I just ask you, what did you say there?
Oh, my bursitis, it's really bad. Yeah, I was going to say, I wish you could see it, but I don't want you to see it. Everything's pretty red and bulbous.
Uh-huh. Ugh. Well, that wasn't the thing, though, your bursitis. Before the bursitis.
Oh, yeah, my kids are being complete creep munches. They want me to take them to see this this movie that I've heard is great called Deadpool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My friends love it.
Okay. Well, but that's, look, before that. Though, you said something about a cult?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my cult members, they've become very disillusioned. I don't know why.
What do you mean by your cult members? You have a cult?
Barely. I mean, I'm down to like 30 members now. And I think only half of them are blindly devoted to me at this point. You know, the others just are pretty much sticking around for the free gruel.
The gruel.
Yeah. They get 2 cups a day. It's actually made from rotten wood pulp that the Parmesan cheese companies have rejected. Have you been following this whole thing with the Parmesan cheese?
I haven't, but I'd like to ask more about your cult, if you know.
Sure.
What is the name of the cult?
I can tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Uh-huh.
I'm just busting your beast. No, it's called the Serpent's Covenant.
Okay, the Serpent's Covenant.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, my parents started it as kind of a mom-and-pop cult back in 1984, and it pretty much evolved into the East Coast's largest and most terrifying cult. It was actually voted that 3 years running in the mid-90s.
It was voted that?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Who voted you, the cult most terrifying cult?
The FBI. Why?
I don't know what you mean by they voted it.
Oh, well, they have a year-end award show where they announce who's, you know, the best fugitive, the most terrifying cult, the most prolific kidnapper, that sort of thing.
The FBI, you said they have an award show?
Yes, yeah. Hoover started it back in the 50s, and it's very prestigious. They have it in D.C. Every December. And Hoover actually used to MC it, but, you know, since he bought it, they get someone else to do it every year. 2015 was Andy Kindler.
Wait, Andy Kindler?
Yeah.
Wait, hosted the FBI's?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Very irreverent. Uh-huh. A lot of those guys wanted to kill him by the end of his bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, but who would even, if there's an award thing like this, who would even accept the awards?
The winners. Yeah, anybody who's anybody on the most wanted list, they show up for this thing because, like I said, it's really prestigious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that doesn't make sense because the winners are all wanted by the FBI and they would be instantly arrested.
Oh, well, technically, yeah, but there's that's a day of amnesty. And everyone in law enforcement and government observes it, and it's quite an event. Obama was even there.
Uh huh.
Yeah, yeah. The speeches are really entertaining.
Uh huh. Really.
Oh yeah. You think the correspondence dinner is funny? That's like a wake compared to the Phoebes.
Uh huh. What is the Phoebes?
Oh, that's the name of the award. It's like an Oscar, but it's J. Edgar Hoover pointing a machine gun at a truant's haunches.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to picture that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the fugitives and right. They give speeches?
Oh, yeah, yeah. El Chapo was great this year. he did it through an interpreter.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, man, the interpreter kept mangling your name. He kept saying shrapling.
Wait, hold on. El Chapo
yeah.
won,
mm-hmm.
and then he mentioned me in his speech?
He did, yeah, yeah. He said that his kids drive him nuts listening to your show all the time, and he can't stand your voice.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. I mean, that's what he said.
Sure. No, a caller actually mentioned a few weeks ago something about his kids listening to the show.
Oh. Well, did he also say that El Chapo planned on doing to you what Rutger Howard did to Jessica Jason Leigh in The Hitcher?
No. No, he didn't.
Well, that's good because it's a good thing that they got El Chapo. Otherwise, the top half of you would be heading to Reno,
uh-huh.
while your can would be on its way to Charleston.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, I was kind of surprised Andy Kindler kind of hung you out to dry and roasted your ass up there. I thought you guys were tight bros from way back when.
Uh-huh. Tight bros from way back. You mean the... Is that, that tape you're mentioning? Is that, are you referring to that?
No, I said I was there at the ceremony. It wasn't on tape.
No, but there's a tape that circulated of like two dudes talking about guitarists that people call tight bros.
I don't know anything about it. No, no.
Okay, I thought, I mean, it's a weird phrase for you to say.
Oh, I don't know.
Tight bros, so specific.
I don't know.
Tight bros from way back when.
Right, I don't know. Well, I could also say something like, I don't know, Gilly. But, you know, what does that mean?
That's a reference to an SNL character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I guess these are all things that I guess you're just...
I guess it's all just floating in the...
parallel.
Is it the ephemera or the ether? What's the difference?
I think it could be in the ether, and it's parallel thinking, I guess.
Okay.
Is what probably what you're thinking it is.
That makes sense.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I guess that's how that kind of... That's how that kind of stuff goes.
Could be. I don't know. You know what? I think you're... I'm sensing something in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
A little anger, a little jealousy.
Yeah.
Directed at Andy Kindler.
I don't think so.
I can feel it. I can feel it. And I know where it's coming from. You're a little jealous because he does like 8 different characters on Bob's Burgers, and you've only done it once.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I've never done Bob's Burgers, actually.
You're kidding me. I've done it twice.
You've done Bob's Burgers.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's crazy. I thought it was a little harder, but you know what's actually a funny thing is that I may not have been on Bob's Burgers, but myself and my friend John Worcester are going to be on The Simpsons.
Shut up.
No.
On when?
March 13th.
No way.
No, I'm serious.
You two?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Well, they wrote parts for us.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, I'll put a picture up. I'll put a picture up on Twitter. I'm not joking. March 13th.
Yeah. All right. Well, like I said, I'll believe it when I see it, just like the state of Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, so you wouldn't believe, you don't believe in the state of Missouri?
No, that's their on their license plate.
Oh,
I'll believe it when I see it.
That's not what it is.
What do you think it is?
Missouri. What is Missouri? It's not. I'll believe it when I see it.
Have one of your.
What is it, Mike? Show me state.
Oh, it's the same thing. It's just different wording.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
No, I'll believe it when I see it is not the same thing as the show me state.
Oh.
Yeah.
Show you it.
Uh huh. Wait. Right so. Now. I got enough of The Simpsons and Andy Kindler and Bob's Burgers and everything. This cult.
Yeah.
What is your cult called now? Serpent's Covenant?
The Serpent's Covenant.
Uh-huh.
Show it some respect.
Okay. And what is your title or ranking in this cult?
King, like I said earlier.
Oh. I thought you said your name was Ken.
You need to get the wiener out of your ear.
Uh-huh.
No. That's my nice. Legal name is King Mike the Overlord.
King Mike the Overlord.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you said your parents started it back in 84?
That's correct, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when they died in that life raft explosion in 2000, my wife, Empress Janine, and I took over.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you, things were much simpler back then. You know, you found your flock, you befriended them, you fed them, you clothed them, you slowly wore them down to an emotional nub, and then you made them do your bidding while throwing them alternate scraps of praise and humiliation. I long for those days.
Uh-huh. Well, that's kind of upsetting. That's really disturbing.
No, it's not. Oh, no.
What? What's wrong?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, Empress Janine just texted. She's leaving me.
Uh-huh.
She said she's taking our children, Prince Skyler and Princess Madison, with her.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Okay, so this is why you've been so sad?
Yes.
That's why you wanted to hear crying?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, King, I gotta say, it's a little hard to feel sorry for you when you're basically like enslaving people to do your bidding.
Oh, like you've never claimed to be the Messiah and rewrote the Bible to suit your own needs.
I never have done that.
Oh. Hold on. A lot of people do it.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm looking here on, I just wikied Serpent's Covenant. The Serpent's Covenant, geez. Sorry. Serpent's Covenant is one of America's most longstanding and notorious religious cults. It was founded by Emperor Tim the Reckoner in 1984 and promises that members will be transformed upon the reckoning into giant snakes that will slither through outer space. This is called the Rebirth. Okay. Here's controversy. The cult is infamous for its deceptive practices. Cult members are tricked and manipulated through a process called the transformation. Elements of the transformation include draining members of their finances and possessions and teaching them that their families are plague carriers that will infect future generations and prevent the rebirth from taking place. Does this all sound familiar to you, King?
Maybe.
Maybe. Upon joining the cult, members are forced to wear a uniform consisting of flowing green and red robes, sandals, and headbands. Second-generation leader King Mike the Overlord, there's you, tried to get the members to wear rainbow-colored headbands, but this was ultimately rejected. So they rejected that?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to wear the rainbow-colored headbands?
Mm-hmm.
That was your idea?
Mm-hmm.
And cult members spend their days tending to the gardens on the property. They're also tasked with the burden of building statues in the likeness of the leaders. Over the last few years, King Mike, the Overlord, you again, generated a project in which the followers would attempt to build a version of Philadelphia's Veterans Stadium, built to 1/200th scale. Nobody is sure why he wanted this built. Cult members who don't follow orders generally suffer the wrath of King Mike. Some of his methods include punishment include spraying with a garden hose, making them mosh until one final member standing. These sessions can go on for hours. Ugh. Getting hit by a garbage cannon and the banned art of slap fighting. If the members don't fall into line, it is rumored King Mike takes the cult members to the toilet room. Ugh. While there is no documentation of this room actually existing, it's supposedly a room with a giant toilet as its centerpiece. King Mike constantly flushes the members over and over until they go down the drain. Oh my god. Rumored weapon is a subset here. It is rumored King Mike has constructed a medieval torture rack he calls the People Puller. People Puller? Ugh. To keep his subjects' hearts pure. Like the toilet room, its existence has not been verified. Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Again with the wiki page. I'm sick of dealing with this, okay?
Uh-huh. You're sick of dealing with the wiki page?
Yes, yeah. I mean, who writes this stuff? Uh-huh. One. Just to address a couple of these things. There's no toilet room, okay?
Okay.
That's sick, and I will sue you and anyone else who mentions it again, all right?
A toilet? Who mentions that there's a toilet room?
Yes. B, those people love me, and it was their idea to build the statues, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the one of me fully aroused throwing a discus while on Empress Janine.
Yeah, I had to bleep you there.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah. King
I'll
Mike.
Say it again if you'd like.
No, that's all right, King Mike.
Okay. Also, the rainbow headbands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a real blow.
I admit that, yeah.
They looked great.
You thought they looked great.
I thought they looked really good. Kind of like a reggae vibe to it. It's almost like the Houston Astros 1970s uniform crossed with reggae sunsplash.
Hmm. Yeah. That does sound kind of...
Doesn't it?
Kind of sharp.
Very, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the Vet Stadium thing, that's true.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it would be a neat thing to look at.
Like a miniature, but not that miniature.
No, yeah.
Version of Veterans Stadium.
Something a child could play with, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I thought it would look cool, and you know what?
Yeah.
It did look cool.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There's no people puller, right? I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what am I running, the Spanish Inquisition or something?
Uh-huh.
It's like, nobody expects that, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Nobody expects what?
No one expects that someone like me would be running a Spanish Inquisition style anything, I guess, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I would hope nobody would be running one.
Yeah.
You know, but I guess some people are, but... can I ask you about other things that were in that wiki thing? Like,
sure, yeah,
taking people's money and savings and separating them from their families and
yeah, right. I'll tell you what, though, if she goes to one of the other Newbridge cults, I'm going to fling myself off the top of the Newbridge Outer Space Needle. And that's like a plummet of like 120,000 feet, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was pretty high. Wait, I did not know there were other cults in Newbridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's at least 50 of them.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know. Off the top of my head, there's the Clan of Jacob, the Unification, the Blurred Crusade, the Brunch Davidians, Children of Thornock, the Hologram of Baal. The Movement, the Order of the Golden Ray, Priest Equals Aura, Communion of the Seventh Circle, the Unguarded Moment, to name just two.
Mm-hmm. Well, you named way more than two.
Okay.
There, but
you know, you would know all about this if you read Cult Leader Monthly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a division of Condé Nast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you hear that they bought Pitchfork?
That Condé Nast bought Pitchfork. I did hear that.
Yeah, yeah. There must be a lot of hiking shoe companies worrying about getting a 7.1 review that reads like an 8, right?
Uh-huh. Sure, I guess. I guess that's I don't know if that's really a concern for...
Well, it's kind of a joke, too, you know. Don't be afraid to laugh.
Oh, so you were making... Okay.
It was a joke, yeah.
I can't get a handle on you,
Ken. I'll give you something to get a handle of.
Uh-huh. What was
right?
That? Yeah. No, I don't... I don't like you. I think I liked you better.
Oh, no!
Right. What? What?
Oh, no! The remaining Serpentonians have stormed the mansion! Oh, no. This is like a scene from that Mark Wahlberg movie, The Bourne Facade, storming the Bastille.
Wait, what was it called?
It was called The Bourne Facade, Storming the Bastille.
Uh-huh. I think you're so...
Did you notice how they all got quiet all of a sudden?
Yeah, what, did you close a window or something?
I did, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. They're still making their way up, though. I might open that window soon. You never know.
Yeah. Well, you know, those are pretty good windows, I gotta say.
They are,
If Larry David was talking about those windows...
Right.
He'd probably say they were...
Can I do it, please?
Sure.
Or do you want to do it?
No, King,
you do one and I'll do another one.
King Mike the Overlord? Is that what it is? You go ahead, King Mike the Overlord.
These windows are pretty, pretty, pretty thick.
Mm, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Your impression.
Well, I'm going to open up that window right now.
Okay.
Oh, no!
What?
Oh, my God, they're barging up. They're really coming up here.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Oh, no!
What?
I lied. There is a people puller.
Okay.
Yeah, I used it frequently and with great relish.
Uh-huh.
That's an odd sentence, and I'm utterly embarrassed that it'll be the last one that I speak.
Okay.
Well, anyway, they brought the rack up with them.
Yeah?
Yeah. Guys, no, come on, please, no!
Oh. Wow. They're quiet again, so I don't think it's... Oh, there you
go. Oh, no! Oh, my God, no! Oh! Oh, no! Oh, my God, it hurts so bad. Hey, before I succumb to the delicious irony of being killed by one of my own inventions, you know about music, right?
I know about music? Yes, yes.
Oh, hey, I heard this Bee Gees song on the radio the other day, but I can't find Arrow on iTunes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It goes a little bit like this. Ah! Oh, girl, I asked for your hand in marriage, but not a baby in a carriage. So that's why I'm sneaking out of our apartment in the middle of the night, never to return, never to return again.
I have never heard that Bee Gees song.
Oh, you can go full of a phone book. Oh, I'm slipping away. The rebirth is nigh.
King? Oh, wow. That was a crazy one, Mike. Huh? How about that? Threw you for a little bit of a loop there, huh, bro? Oh, yeah, your mic's going to go toward that. Oh, that's great. That's great news. That's just... That's where they get you, Mike. You're going to go toward it. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Celis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, and of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.